Okay, we're up to the Mishnah. Mem Beis Amen Aleph. What bracha they say on wine? Bari Pi Agafen. That we know. Biruch Alayin Shalifnei Hamazon. Pater Vesayayin Shala Achar Hamazon. What do you mean, Achar Hamazon? After benching? No. If you bench in between, benching is a declaration of Hesach Hadas from everything. Even though the wine was unrelated to the benching. But if you're drinking wine, let's say you're drinking wine and you're having vegetables, and then you say burpee adam on the vegetables, and say burn the fushes on the vegetables. I think that's considered a hesach hadas from the drinking of the wine also. So I think you would have to say another burpee agofen after. Berach av ayan shelifnei hamazon, patros ayan shelachar hamazon. Doesn't mean after the bench, it means after they finish eating the meal. Berach ayan shelifnei hamazon doesn't mean before hamoitzi, it's after hamoitzi. They said hamoitzi, and they didn't serve the main course yet. So in between the appetizer and the soup, or in between the soup and the gefilte fish, or in between the gefilte fish, after the gefilte fish, instead of drinking schnapps, he had wine. I mean, he had some wine in the beginning, so patros ha-yansha b'toch hamozen. What's yansha b'toch hamozen? Is that's to wash down the food. Yansha lifnei hamozen shela achar hamozen. That's not lishvas, that's not to wash down the food, that's to sip the wine, to taste the good flavor of the wine. The yansha betoch hamazon is like we would drink water or we would drink soda or something in the middle of the meal to wash down the food. So the yayin that's lishdos is more choshuv than the yayin that's only lishvas. So it says if you set a bracha on the yayin before the food, lishdos, that covers the yayin lishdos after. What if you set a bracha, bori pri agofen, on the wine that was lishvas? He's in the middle of eating the kugel and the meat and the chicken and everything, and then he wants to swallow. So he drinks it. He has some wine, lishrois. So does that cover the bar piagofen of the wine after the meal? That's lishtois. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. Big machlokes on Amud Beis. If he didn't say bar piagofen until emtza hasuda, so betoch hamazon. So that bar piagofen is a lower level of bar piagofen. Wine is wine, it has a bracha hashuva, but you only said a bar piagofen on the wine that was lishrois. So the Gemara quotes that Rab holds that it does pater, and all the Talmidim of Rab disagree. How could it be? It's in the days of the Gemara, they didn't have such a thing. Talmidim of Rab going to disagree with Rab. Today, it's very common. Talmidim disagree with the Rebbe. But in the days of the Gemara, there was no such thing. Talmidim of Rab disagrees. Taisus says, the long Taisus on the base. It must be that they had a tradition that Rav changed his mind, that the Rav never said it. So whenever there's Tosfos assumes, whenever there's a contradiction between Rav and Talmidei de Rav, we assume that the din is like the Talmidei de Rav. Yeah, called Talmidei de Rav here, it's about 6, 7, 8 lines at the beginning of the Tosfos. Even though Hilchos HaKerabi Yisurei, Shaini Hocha, the called Talmidei de Rav, Pligi Alei, Mistama Kach Shoma Mei Rav. They must have heard that Rav changed his mind. They heard that the first version was incorrect. Rav never said it. So Tosfos says, we pass on like the Talmidei de Rav. That if he didn't say Bar Piagof until the middle of the meal, Yain Shebetoch HaMazon, and then you want to drink Yain Lachar HaMazon, so the Bracha Bar Piagof and on the wine that was Lishrois does not cover the wine that's Lishtois after the meal. Okay. Even though it's the exact same Bracha. Okay. What is parperis? What in the world is parperis? So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Parperis means some kind of a snack. What did they have as a snack? The Rashi says, fargios v'dogim. Fargios was chicken or turkey or something, and dogim is fish. There's some snack. Tosfos is not happy with Rashi. What bracha did he say on chicken and fish? He says, shahakol. So what's the Mishnah telling me? That if he said Birach ala paperes, loy pateres hapas. The Mishnah says, Birach ala pas, pateres hapaperes. If he said amoitzi on the bread, it covers the chicken and it covers the fish. But if he said shakal on the fish and the chicken, loy pateres hapas doesn't cover amoitzi. Of course it doesn't cover amoitzi. If he said shakal on bread, okay, that was the Mishnah, kulam birach shakal yotza. The Gemara said it goes even on pas and yain. What are you going to see over here? He said shahakal on fish and the chicken, and then he decides he wants to eat bread, so the shahakal on the chicken should cover the bread. Of course it doesn't cover the bread. So how can it be? What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Beruch ala paperis le potter sapas. The Tosfos rejects Rashi. They think that papyrus means some kind of a bread that doesn't have the full teresa de nama, that it should be hamoitzi, but it's a pas habo bekisn, so it's a bar minimis. Tosfos says pas tsunoma bekaira, some kind of a pas habo bekisn. It is pas, but it's a subcategory of pas. If you would have been kaveh sudan, it would have become hamoitzi, but you weren't kaveh sudan. So birach ala papyrus. So what's the din? So he said mizaynus on it. What's the din of the same mizaynus on bread? But you yotzei. Yeah, but let's say a person has a little bit of cake at the, before he starts the meal, has a little bit of cake. And then, or he thinks that the bracha schnapps is mezainis. Such crazy people. So the guy said, let's say he set mezainis on the schnapps. And then he's going to have some bread later on. So b'dievet, if he said mezainis on bread, you would be yotze. Okay, the chayodim said if you say mezainis on anything, b'dievet, you yotze. Except for maim and melech. So if he said mezonos on the bread, b'dieved you yotze, but he said mezonos on cake, and then you have bread, then you're not yotze. So that's what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. Let's say he said he washes for bread, and then he says bar minim mezonos. So only allowed to eat the first piece of bread. And we say b'dieved you yotze with mezonos. Is he allowed to eat the second piece of bread, the third piece of bread? Yeah, he said mezonos on the bread by mistake is yotze. So he can eat all the bread he wants. And even if he finishes the roll and he gets another roll, and the first one was pumpernickel and the second one is wheat, and the first one was challah, the second one is rye bread or something. Bread is bread. The whole thing is bread. So he said, "Bari made mezainis by mistake on bread." So it covers all the bread, everything. But if he said mezainis on cookies, that's the correct bracha. He said mezainis on cookies, then he wants to eat bread. So even though the cookies are a subcategory of bread, pasabo b'kisna. I don't say bread is bread. You don't say, no, the mezainis on the bread, the mezainis on the cookies was the correct bracha. So it doesn't cover the bread that he's going to have later. That's the chiddush on the Mishnah. If you say like Rashi that the papyrus means the fish and the chicken, so of course shakal doesn't cover hamoitzi. But the evidence said shakal on bread, you yotzi. But if you said shakal on chicken, then you have bread, you're not yotzi. He didn't say shakal on the bread. So that's why Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Nachamal, birch ala papyrus lifnei hamazon, patros hapapyrus alach hamazon. Birch ala pas, patros hapapyrus. What does that mean? Birch ala pas, patros hapapyrus. So according to Rashi, what it means is, he said, hamotzi on bread, so it covers all of the papyrus. It covers the chicken and the fish. Yeah, but we're talking over here about papyrus shalach ramazan. This is a snack that they give after you finish eating. So according to Rapapa, the snack that you eat after you finished eating, that's like a dessert. That you didn't really eat it. To dizan, to fill yourself up. Ate it as a snack. Some people have chocolates at the end of the meal, some people have cookies at the end of the meal as a snack. This guy has chicken, or he has fish at the end of the meal as a snack, not to fill himself up. So Tosfos Tain, as Rapapa said before, whatever they serve after the whole meal is all over, is Tom Brochel of Fanavuli Achrav. So how's Rapapa going to read the Mishnah? So that's why Tosfos is not happy with Rashi Pshat, that papyrus means the fish and the chicken. So he says, no, papyrus means cookies. It's a bird minim mezainis. But it's a pasabos, and it's a subcategory of bread. So if he said mezainis on the cookies at the beginning of the meal, before you said amoitzi, before they served the meal, so there were cookies there. So everybody's sitting around and said, bird minim mezainis. Then they, okay, let's go wash. Everybody goes and they wash, and then he's going to start eating bread. So one might have thought mistakenly that since the cookies are a subcategory of bread, and b'dieved, if he said barim in mezainis and bread yiyotze, so that's what happened over here. He said barim mezainis on the cookies, then he has bread. So one might have thought it's good. So Tosfos reads the mission. That's when it says pirach ala papyrus leipateres hapas. Mezainis on the cookies is the correct bracha, and on the bread is not the correct bracha. But pirach ala pas pateres hapapyrus. Yeah, why should that be so? Well, according to Tosfos, why should that be so? Biruch ala pas, bid the evid, if you say hamoitzi on cookies, mistami, you'll be yotze. even though you're not kaveh suda. Because if you would have been kaveh suda, it would have required hamotzi. It would have been the correct bracha, because it is a subcategory of bread. Yeah, but over here he said hamotzi on the bread. That was the correct bracha. Now he wants that hamotzi on the bread to cover the cookies at the end of the meal. So why should that be so? Why should that be so? What is that? Pira chalapa? We pass in Shulchan Aruch not so. Shulchan Aruch the Mechaber writes that if you're eating cake at the end of the meal, so Rabbi Kivega says that a lot of the cakes, Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Kivega on Shulchan Aruch, that a lot of the cakes are a Sofik Mezayin and Sofik Hamoitzi. So I mean, Sofik, we say Sofik Brachas Lahakel. What do you mean Sofik Brachas Lahakel? So we're Mekel. Maybe it's really bread, and you should really say, you should really wash until it's your dime. A guy in the middle of the day is having some cookies, some kind of cake. And it's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch whether this cake is hamotzi or mezaynus. So we say safik brachas lahakel. What's safik brachas lahakel? You got to say a bracha. Either hamotzi or mezaynus. So what's the hakel? No, the hakel is, if it's really bread, then you have to wash until it's your dime, and you have to recite brachas amoz and gimel brachas, not bracha achas mein sholosh. So we say safik brachas lahakel. We make all safik until it's your dime. You don't have to wash. You don't have to say it until it's done. You don't have to say gimel brachas at the end. So mimele we say the sofik brachas lahakel tells us not to say hamotzi either. We say bar minim mezaynus. Even though ben kol kol it's only going to be one bracha brachas on nene. The toss up between hamotzi and mezaynus. How can you say sofik brachas lahakel? But we will make all on the sofik until it's yadayim that you don't have to wash and you don't have to say until it's yadayim. You don't have to say gimel brachas at the end. You only say bracha achas mein sholosh. So then you say bar minim mezaynus. So what a bidi yevad you would say hamotzi. Some a bidi yevad you would be oitzi on it. Yeah, but over here, what if you have it? So again, so in the Shulchan Aruch it says if you have the bread that's a machlokes harishonim, so you say sofik brachas lahakel, you say bari minim mezaynus on it. But what if you said hamotzi at the beginning of the meal? Then you have one of the cakes at the end of the meal that's a sofik hamotzi sofik mezaynus. So if it would have been in the middle of the day, you have a piece of cake, then say sofik brachas lahakel, just say mezaynus. But if you're having it at the end of the meal, you said hamotzi already. So maybe the correct bracha is really hamotzi. So Rabbi Kivega says, whenever the cake that you have at the end of the meal is a safek hamotzi, safek mezaynus, so for sure you don't see another bracha. Maybe it's covered with the hamotzi. The whole medubra in the Shulchan Aruch is, what if it's a cake that's a vaday mezaynus? Would you have a cake that's a vaday mezaynus? So if it's pasah bo bikis, then if you have a kiss, if you have a packet, it means if you have dough on top, dough on the bottom, then you have filling in the middle. That's a pie, that you have cherries in the middle or apples in the middle, apple pie, cherry pie, whatever you have. So that's pasah bo bikis, and that's l'choladeus. If it's a kiss, then l'choladeus. And Moshe writes in his tshuva that today, that the practice is you put in so much sugar into the cake, so all the cakes are considered vaday mezaynus. It's not the same as a pasah bo bikis, and you have dough on top, dough on the bottom, and you have the kiss in the middle, the pocket in the middle with the apple, with the crushed apple, or the cherries, or the berries in the middle, blueberry pie is up in the middle. It's a different kind of pocket. The sugar is spread out throughout the dough. You put in some sugar in the dough, so Ramesha thinks that that's a vaday mezaynus. So what's the din if you have a cake at the end of the meal that's a vaday mezaynus? So you can't say it's a sofik hamotzi, maybe it's covered with hamotzi at the beginning of the meal. No, it's a vaday mezaynus. So the Mechaber writes, it depends. What do you say, bari minim mezaynus, if you eat such cake at the end of the meal as a snack? So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, if you're still hungry, and you're eating the cake at the end of the meal in order to fill yourself up, then it's another course in the meal. So just like you wouldn't say shahakal on the chicken, you wouldn't say huadoma on the potatoes, you wouldn't say mezaynus on the cake at the end, because it's another course in the meal to fill you up. But if you're full already, usually in America everybody's full, and then you have the cake at the end just as a snack, so it's a vaday mezaynus. So then the din is that it's not called varm haboy machmas asudim. So what does Tosis read over here? Birach al hapas, one might have mistakenly thought that since the papyrus is not like Rashi, papyrus means fargios and dogim. Papyrus means a pas tsinuma bekari, some kind of a cake that's a loaf shape, but it's bar minim mezaynus. It's a subcategory of pas. So one might have mistakenly thought that if he said bedieved, if he said mezaynus on bread, you yotze bedieved, okay. So one might have thought that here, if you said mezaynus in the beginning of the meal, before the meal, and the cookies, so that should cover the bread. So Gamash Malan doesn't cover the bread. The mezaynus was the correct bracha on the cookies. Now you're eating bread. It's a different thing. The bread is a vada hamotzi. So you say hamotzi on the bread. But what's the other din? Birach al pater esar parperes. Why is that true? Birach al pas, he says hamoitzi pater esar parperes. But the evidence, if he say hamoitzi am pas abikisnen, I understand your yotz, because it's a subcategory of lechem, and sometimes you do say hamoitzi on it. If you kaveh sud on it, they do say hamoitzi. But over here he's eating it, he's not being kaveh sud. He's eating the papyrus as a snack. So the correct bracha is really mezainis. So why is didn't how do you understand the did in the Mishnah? Birach al pas, poter esar papyrus. Why is that true? Why is birach al pas poter esar papyrus? If he's eating the papyrus as a snack, then it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you got to say mezainis. What, he's eating the papyrus to fill himself? He's still hungry at the end. You're not talking in the blessed America where everybody eats, overeats. Obesity is the national sickness in America. Everybody's overweight. I thought it's only the Jews. They write in paper, no, Americans. There's nothing to do with the Jews and non-Jews. The Americans are all overweight. Yeah, that's the national sickness, obesity. So what does it say? Habirach al pas, poteres ha-parperes. Why? Because he's eating the parperes to fill himself. Hocham ha-askinam. That's an okim to pshat in the Mishnah. He's eating the papyrus, but Rashi said the papyrus was eaten as a snack if the meal was over. Papyrus means that it's a snack. It's not that he's still hungry. I don't understand. According to the Tosfos, why is birach al pas? Tosfos asked on Rashi, how can Rashi say papyrus means fargios and dogim? But Rapapa said before that the hamoitzi doesn't cover that if you bring it at the end of the meal. But if it's mezainis, then it does cover it. Why says in Shulchan Aruch not so? I don't know. I don't know pshat in the Mishnah. Yeah.
Doesn't it just say that it's Mairi, the papyrus b'tol chasuda?
Mairi what?
It's talking about when you're eating papyrus b'tol chasuda. So if it's b'tol chasuda.
Papyrus b'tol chasuda.
So it doesn't need bracha before
it? Not after the suda. Birach al pas. Potas ha papyrus only she betoch hasud. If a papyrus lach hasud ha pasuk rapapa. Oh, the first line of Tesis. Yeah, you're right. So Tesis himself say what I said. Okay, it's beferish. Good. I was mechavan to Tesis after having seen it. Okay. I was mechavan to what Tesis said after having seen the Tesis. So you're talking about a papyrus she betoch hasud. Okay. So of course it covers it. You got to say it like that. You got no choice. No, it's not the way Rashi said. Rashi said the papyrus is. Rashi sounds like the papyrus shalachar asuda. They spoke about yain should lifnei asuda and yain shalachar asuda. So Rashi said there's papyrus shalifnei hamozen, and then you have papyrus shalachar hamozen. So laachar hamozen. So Rashi learns it means the same as the yain shalachar hamozen. Separate. So Tosha says, no, lach hamozen by the papyrus, not the same as lach hamozen by the yayin. It's a little dechik in the Mishnah what Tosha said. Okay. You got no choice. Yeah, you have to say like that. That is correct. That's what Tosha said. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Beishamai disagree about something. Beishamai amrim, whatever they say, we don't pass them like them. So that's not too relevant. But what did they say? Beishamai afloi maise kidera. What does that mean? Afloi Maisa Kedera. So the Gemara on the base is not sure what Beis Shammai said. Eboilahu, here's the Gemara. Right before the wide lines. Three lines before the wide lines. Eboilahu, Beis Shammai Areisha Pligi Oidulma Asefa Pligi. What does that mean? Areisha Pligi, that what? Biruch Alayayin Shelifnei Hamazayin. Potav sayan shalach ramazin. That's yain. Biruch ala parperes shelifnei hamazin. Potav sa parperes shelach ramazin. And Beis Shammai disagree that what? Beis Shammai yamrim afloi maise kidera. What's the Gemara suffix? What does Rashi say? Rashi doesn't help you? could he do that? He leaves us to swim on our own. Where's the Rambam? Nochemal, what's the Gemara Safik? Iboilahu beishamai areisha pligi. What's the reisha? Odil ma sefer pligi. So the Gemara spells out what's the sefer. Diko omer tanekame birach alapas poteres harparperes. So Tosis said means parperes shebetoch hamazon. Vekolshkein parperes means cookies that you eat in the middle that are filling. Vekolshkein maisekadera. Maisekadera means you're eating oatmeal cereal. I say hamoitzi, and then in the middle of the meal, I eat cookies to fill me up. So the hamoitzi that is said in the beginning covers the cookies, because that's eaten to fill me up. I'm not eating, it's not eating cookies as a snack. So the Tanakam says, if you said hamoitzi on the bread, it covers the cookies that are to fulfill you up. The koshken maise kedera, certainly if you're eating oatmeal cereal in the middle of the meal, certainly patas. Vasa beishamai lemeimar, and beishamai disagree. Lomi boy paperas the loy pachaluhu pas. If you eat cookies in the middle of the meal, the hamaitzi doesn't cover it. Lomi boy paperas loy pachaluhu pas. El afila maisa gedera nami loy pacha. That goes, that's on the resha. That's on the resha, nahamo. Oy dilmo asefa pligi, the what's asefa de katani. So pas hu de loy potar. Aval maise kedera potar. If he said bari minim zaynas, how did Tosis read? He said bari minim zaynas on cookies before the meal. Berach ala parperes loy potar es hapas. One might have thought that since cookies are a subcategory of lechem, and he said, bari minim zaynus on the cookies. Okay, so that should cover the lechem also. That's a subcategory of lechem. This is lechem. It's all lechem and lechem. So the Mishnah says, no. Beruch ala paperes lepata sapas. So that's only pasud lepata l'maisek derepata. If you have cookies before the meal, and he said mezaynus, and then the whole meal is going to be oatmeal cereal, or Cheerios. So the Tanakhama says, so the bari minim zaynus on the cookies covers the wheatina. Covers the oatmeal cereal. Also, Beshamah Lameima, I feel the Maisa Gedera, Nami Loit Potter. Even though he said, Burimin and Mizainus, on the cookies, it doesn't cover the oatmeal cereal, because this is a solid, this is a Mizainus that's a Pasa Babakistan, subcategory of Pas, and there, Maisa Gedera is not a subcategory of Pas. Even if you'll eat a ton of it, it's not going to become a Hamoitzi. So, the Mesupik, is that what Beshamah said? They're disagreeing if he said mezainus on the paperas doesn't pater maise kedera, or what was the other pshat? Adilma, areisha pligi nachama. What's again this tzafe? The kamatana kamet birach ala pas pater sa paperas the koshkein maise kedera. Also b'shamin amemar that the hamoitzi on the bread does not cover the cookies in the middle of the meal, which you eat to fill you up, nor does it cover the oatmeal cereal. The lepatul that hamoitzi on the bread, dvarm habayim machmas asuda covers the fish and the meat and the kugel and the cholent and the potatoes and everything in the middle of the meal, but it doesn't cover cookies that you eat in the middle of the meal. Nor does it cover oatmeal cereal in the middle. So according to the first suggestion, beishami means to say, hamoitzi doesn't cover oatmeal cereal. According to the second suggestion, odil masefa pligid that the mezainus on the cookies doesn't cover the mezainus on the oatmeal cereal. Al maisa gedera potavas b'sham meimar. I feel the maisa gedera on potavas. Where says teku? They're not sure what point exactly b'shamay are disagreeing about. They hold that the hamoitzi on the bread covers dvar baboy machmas asude, but not cookies and not oatmeal cereal. Oh no, that the Beishamai meant that the mezainus on the cookies that were eaten as a snack doesn't cover the mezainus on the oatmeal cereal. Okay, whatever they said, we don't pass on like that. I can understand why it's a different kind of mezainus. Okay, one is a mezainus that can possibly lead up to hamoitzi, one is mezainus that can never lead up to hamoitzi. Two different kinds of mezainus. Okay, so Beishamai disagree about something. We're not sure what they disagree. Afloi ma'isig there. Fine. What does the Mishnah continue on? Amar al-hoyu yoshvim. Everybody's sitting around, but they didn't do hasebi yet. So then the din is called echma varach liyatzma. Why? Because we don't allow pashim pshat. We don't allow shemeh ka'ina anad birchas hanenin. That's the simple pshat in the Mishnah. That ran at the end, the ran on the riff at the end of Rosh Hashanah quoted a Yerushalmi. But we said it's all Mishnais. You don't need the Yerushalmi for that. The Ran quoted Yerushalmi that there are three cases where we don't permit shemeh ka'ina. One was kriyashma, one was tefillah, and the third one was eating food. When it comes to brachas, it could actually be eating food, both the bracha before and bracha after. You don't allow shemeh ka'ina. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. Hoyu yoshvim, kol dechem avarach le'atzma, hei sebu, echem avarach le'kuna. Why is hei sebu? Why is that an exception to the rule? So he said, that's not based on shemeh ka'ina. That's a vart, a new vart. The chabura offers one bracha, but it's only called a chabura if hei sebu. Because in the days of the Tanaim, the practice used to be that was the maximum kriyas you can have, hesebu, and only hesebu, and only on pasen yain. Anything other than pasen yain, there are two lishanis in the Gemara. On the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, starting from the fifth line on, sixth line on. Amar Rav Loshana let pas the boy hesebu, but yain the boy hesebu, abirchan amar, afili yainami boy hesebu. So, according to the first Loshan, we pass on Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, Lachi Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with one of his contemporaries, we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, except if it's Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So here we do, Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, Lachi Rabbi Yechanan. We pass on like Rabbi Yechanan. That what? That pas and yayin both require haseba, but if they're having a party and they're drinking beer or they're drinking or they're eating ice cream, then there's no problem. Then you don't need haseba. One person can say, Shahakon, not everybody's yotze. So the only time we have this Yerushalmi, the only time you have this din, you don't permit Shemeh Ka'ina by Birchas HaNenin, is only by Pasen Yayin. By other Birchas HaNenin, not so important, we would allow Shemeh Ka'ina. And by only by Birchas HaNenin, Pasen Yayin, we don't allow Shemeh Ka'ina. It has to be Hasebu, and then it's the whole Chabur offers one bracha. Nika Diyamin. The second version was Faker. Omer Avda Shanola Pasta Mahanyalei Seba, Yan Mahanyalei Seba, Rabbi Yechon Disagrafi Fili Yayin. So passing yain, we again, Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, passing like Rabbi Yechanan. A seba helps. A seba only works by passing yain. Everything else doesn't help a seba. So that's like the Ran said. We don't allow shemei koine by birchas anenin. Period. We don't allow shemei koine by birchas anenin. Period. What about havdalah? What about kiddush and havdalah? No, kiddush and havdalah is not a birchas anenin. You say the kiddush to be moitzi the other person. The bar piagofen of the kiddush, that's a question. So that the Gemara had a shaila. The din, that's the Gemara Roshana at the end of the third parak. The din is a yotza moitzi by kiddush and abdullah, but you don't say yotza moitzi by bichas anenin. So the Gemara had a suffix. What about the bar piagofen of the kiddush? What about the hamoitzi of alachilas matzah? Should I treat it like a bichas anenin? So you don't allow shemeh kaina. It's only if we're all eating together. If I'm drinking wine with you and I say bar piagofen, so then you can be yotze because the whole chabur offers one bar piagofen, only with haseba. What do you say? No. Just like the kiddush, you say yotze moitzi, so the bar piagofen of kiddush blends in to become part of the kiddush. Maybe the hamoitzi of alachilas matzah blends in to be part of the haggadah. Can't say blends in to become part of the birchaz mitzvah. Alachilas matzah means it blends in, it's part of the haggadah. That's the nusach haggadah. That's what some say. The Yerushalmi says, "Hoichem matzah bera pesach ki leboil arisasa beis chamav." What's the mashal? Why is it ki? What's the tushdal? Ki leboil arisasa beis chamav. So a group of Rishonim say that just like in each sheva brachas to be matzah the chosen to the kala, you're not allowed to live with the kala before sheva brachas. So too, you have to have seven brachas before you get to eat the matzah. So they count all the seven brachas. So the seven brachas are the kiddush, with the bar piagofen, with anatilas yadayim, with amotzi alachilas matzah, shir yolonu, and shachyonu. It adds up to be seven brachas. So they say that the seven brachas, that's the text of the Haggadah. So the bar piagofen on Pesach, the hamotzi lech menorat on Pesach night, blends in to become, you can't say it's part of the birchas hamitzvah, alachilas matzah, blends in to be part of the Haggadah. That's part of the seven brachas. And that long commentary that the Azurua has on Elokei Haruchas, I think that's the name of the piyut. Got to look in a regular siddur. It has the piyut from Yosef Tuvelim, the Shabbos HaGadol. I think it starts off with two words, Elokei Haruchas. So this long pirush that the Azurua quotes from one of the Balei HaTosfos, So he has this also there. He calculates which are the Sheva Brachas. And the Pima Gaon quotes different versions in the Rishonim. Which are the Sheva Brachas? What's the issue? What do you say? What do you say, Bar Pi Hagafen, then you say Kiddush, then you say Shachyanu, and then you say Bar Pi Hadama. And according to the Vilna Gaon and the Rambam, then you say Anatil Sedaim for Dabashat Tavula B'Mashka. So you have five. And then you say Asher Gyalanu. Then you say Hamotzi Alachilas Matzah. So you already have eight. So who am we going to throw out over here? So we got to throw out. So they say, I think the Goyen on Pesach night didn't say a bracha on Dovish Tevula B'Mashke, because otherwise it's going to be eight brachas, not going to be Sheva brachas, something like that. If it's going to be Yantab Shchalias B'Motzei Shabbos, and you're going to have Yak Nahas, there's going to be more. But we're talking Sheva brachas. You always need Sheva brachas. You always need Sheva. But if you say bracha on a Tilas Yadayim, on a Dovish Tevula B'Mashke, it's always going to be eight. It's not going to be seven. So that's so the Rishonim work on that. Which bracha are we going to throw out? Which bracha are we excluding over here? So that's al achilas matzah. There's no problem. I can be moitzi someone else. That's yotza moitzi. In kiddush, I can be moitzi someone else also. That's yotza moitzi. Mo just raised the issue. What about the bar piagofen of the kiddush and the hamoitzi of al achilas matzah? Do you say the bar piagofen blends in to be part of the kiddush? Do you say that hamoitzi lachmaritz blends in to be part of the nusach ha-hagodah? So therefore, I treat the whole nusach ha-hagodah like brichas ha-mitzvah. So yotza moitzi or not? Yeah. Or do you say no? You need haseba. If you need haseba, then it means you need everybody eating together. The riff in the end of Psochem. In the days of the Rif, they didn't have a communal Seder. So every family had their own Seder, but a lot of people, they didn't have Maxwell House, coffee, Haggadahs then. So most of the people didn't have Haggadah. So how are they supposed to know what you say in the Seder? So that was the responsibility of the rabbi. The rabbis would tell his wife and the children, I'll see you at 12:30 at night. And he would go from one home to the other home. The other home, he would say Kiddush and say the whole Haggadah by them. They would say Kiddush, all Haggadah by them, and he would keep on saying the Haggadah, all about the different people. He would say all the brachas. The people wouldn't say any brachas at all. So just like he's moitzi them with the Kiddush, with Asher Gyalanu, and the Birchas HaMitzvah, Al-Achilas Matzah, he would be moitzi them with the Bar Pi Hagafen of the Kiddush, and the Hamotzi of Al-Achilas Matzah. It's considered part of the Nusach of the Kiddush, and part of, so you say Yotza Moitzi, yeah. So just like you say Yotza Moitzi, so too you wouldn't require Haseba. You only need Haseba, that it should be a one bracha of the Chabura. That's if you're talking about a Bichas Hanenin. Then you don't allow Shemeh Koine, so you have to have it. You need Haseba. But if it's a Bichas HaMitzvah, then you don't need Haseba. Tosis points out the bottom line in Tosis Beis Amud Aleph. When you say Havdalah, one person says Bar Min B'Samim, and everybody's Yotze. What about one person says Bar Mi'ari Ho'esh, and everybody's Yotze? So how you might say the other people with Bar Mi'ari Ho'esh? The answer is, that's not Bichas HaNenin. Bar Mi'ari Ho'esh is a Bichas Shevach. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you would have said Bar Mi'ari Ho'esh every single time in the course of the week that you use a light, then it would be a Bichas HaNenin. But it's only Amatzoi Shabbos, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Torah Merishon how to harness the energy that comes out of fire. He taught him the secret of energy. So you only say the bracham bar amatzoi Shabbos. What about bar minim b'samim? Bar minim b'samim is a regular birchas hanenin. So how come you can recite bar minim b'samim to be mighty other people? Don't you need haseba? Don't we have the klal from the Ranz Yerushalmi that you don't allow shemer ke'oine by birchas hanenin? That's one of the three exceptions to the rule. You don't allow Shemei Kohen and Birchas HaNenin unless you have a Seba. By Minim Psalm, you don't have a Seba. Seba is only when you're eating or drinking food. So you have to say Behechreach that by Minim Psalm is also Birchas HaShevach. Even though you say it every time you smell Psalm, you have to say it's not a Birchas HaNenin. That's the famous Tzlach has like that. The Gemara has later. The Gemara is going to learn out from Sukkot Kodan Shamat HaLokah HaLokah. I think the Gemara learns out, no? That when you smell in the besamim, you got to say a bracha. What they need a new source for birchas hareach for? We said from the first daf in the perek that the osin nahanas mirala mazab loy bracha. You have to say Birchas Hanen. So why do you need a new mocker for Birchas HaPsalmim? So the Tzlach has a famous comment. He says that Kol Ma'arver Achein Ben Mishum Me'ilam. If you smell something, that's not good. Because whenever you're walking, you're smelling. So if there happens to be a pleasant reaction, so you're smelling. You're not eating food all the time. That's not a natural, that doesn't come automatically. Naturally, a person sees things, unless he closes his eyes. But normally, when he's awake, his eyes are open. So if he sees a beautiful painting and he's very excited about the painting, so that doesn't require a bichas hanenin. You don't say, Osan lahanes marel mazai b'lai bracha on mare. If he sees a beautiful painting and his brain is spoiled. Let's say he hears beautiful music. Cold. He listens to beautiful music, so he says, he has to say a bracha. He says, he doesn't have to say a bracha. So that's what the Tzlach said. The same is true on Re'a, because the Memra and the Gemara puts all three together. Shem Alevi puts all three together. Called Ma'varech, Eimem Mishum Me'ilo. Why? Because just like Mara, when the person is awake, his eyes are open naturally, he doesn't have to go out of his way in order to see something. Unless he walks specially over to the other direction to look at something. But he's walking, he sees things. So that's Anor, that comes automatically. And the same thing, Re'ach, you're breathing in. We want the guy to breathe through his mouth. Normally people breathe through their nose. They breathe through their nose, they smell whatever fragrant aroma is in the air. And the same thing is the Re'ach also. He smells in the Re'ach. So just like in the Kol and on the Mara, no Birchas Hanenin. So on the Re'ach also there's no Birchas Hanenin. It's a new Takanas Bracha. Kol Nesham Ta'alaka. When you smell something, I'll call Neshima, Neshima. When you smell something, so you say a bracha. That's a chiddush. That's what the Tzlach says, a chiddush. Yeah, that would explain, that's not what Taisa says. Taisa gives a different, the last two lines in the Taisa, on Mem Beis Amin Aleph, on the bottom Taisa. Majnami Mugmer, how come by Mugmer you don't need Haseba? I feel the law has Seba. Haseba is irrelevant by Mugmer. Haseba is only by Pas V'yayin. It doesn't make sense by anything other than Pas V'yayin. So if you say like the Tzlach, then it's Miyusha, because that Yerushalmi only said Birchas Hanenin, it's not proper to allow Shemei Koinen. And Reach is not a Birchas Hanenin, but a Birchas HaShevach. It's a new din. Not exactly what Tosfos says. That Tzlach is problematic, though, because the Gemara says that Memra ber Mishum Alevi, Kol Ma'arechem ber Mishum Me'ilo. So the Gemara says Reach is not the same as Kol Amare. Kol Amare, there's no Me'ila at all. What if a person is Mo Behegdish? So Kol Amare, there's no Me'ila. Reach is only the Ketaris Lacha Shetala Timrasai. There's no Me'ila because in the Chodosh and Asis Mitzvasai or Moyalimbo. It's a totally different reason. But if you're going to be smelling the Reach of the Ketaris before Kodim Shetala Timrasai, let's say you have a box of Ketaris and you smell the Reach, then you are in violation of Me'ila. Only after it's burnt away. In the Chodosh and Asis Mitzvasai Moyalimbo, that's why. In fact, it's difficult. That's what they quote Rav Dovah LeSoloveitchik. In the Shurim on Krisis, he asked Akashi, he doesn't understand why Rabbi Shimon Levi put the three together. They're not the same. Kol Amara is one reason. Kol Amara, there's no Me'ila because it's not Maisa Mahana. It's not, nothing is nichnas into the guf. He just sees or he hears the music. It's a very pleasant sight and a very pleasant sounding music. So that's not called Me'ila because it's not called the Maisa Shalana. And Reach is a myself, Hanor. It's a totally different, totally unrelated reason. In the Chodovish and Asman Tzos and Malamo. So they quote from Rav Dovah LeSoloveitchik. He didn't understand why Rabbi Shimon Levi put the three together. Kol Mara is one reason. Reach is a totally different reason. I had a suggestion why, but it's not going to save the Tzlach. I had a suggestion why there's a Shita Satosris that the Mechaber Paskins like. The Shach is not so happy, but the Mechaber Paskins like the Tosfos, that smelling, let's say you have a flower that's Asa Ba'anoh. How can a flower be Asa Ba'anoh? Flowers shall have what is are. They deify, they bow down to the flowers. So the flowers are Asa Ba'anoh. So years ago, flowers used to have a pleasant, a fragrant smell. Today, the flowers don't smell. Today the flowers look pretty. So a lot of the dinim are different. Hilchas Shmita are different. A lot of the dinim are different. So years ago, let's say there's a flower that's shel avodah zarah, and the flower is oimed lo hariach bo. So that's considered a violation of avodah zarah. Zosamanah, if you smell the flower, then you're getting hanah from avodah zarah. That's awesome. That's a gemara in avodah zarah. But what if you have wine? Yai nesach is asabano. In the days of the Gemara, real yai nesach is asabano. His man has said, stam yenim, it's a different din, since the nochem are not became benisuch. So mikir adin, we paskan that the stam yenim is only asa b'shtiyah. Mikir adin is a muta b'hanoa. And if you have a big hefsed meruba, then we follow the ikir adin. If it's only hefsed mut, then we're machmer to treat the stam yenim, his man has said, that it's also asabano. But mikir adin, whenever you have a hefsed meruba, we revert back to the ikir adin. The stam yenim is manan zes mutabana because the nochem are not became benisuch. Only the galochim by them are involved in the nisuch, and the hamayinam don't do any nisuch. That's called ein nochem shein a baki benisuch. So let's say you have wine that's medina de gemar. It's really awesome. No, real yayin esach, but the yayin is aimed l'shtiyah. It's not aimed l'smelling. Not aimed l'hariach bo. So that says in shulchan. That says in the gemara that rechel amilsehi. If you're going to smell the pleasant, someone's going to walk over to Yai Nesach and smell it. In order to smell the pleasant aroma, smell of the wine, so that's not called getting hand off from Avodah Zarah. So Taisi has to steer between the two Gemaras. The Gemara in the end of the first parak on Avodah Zarah talks about the flowers that they have holly, wreaths of holly on the doors on December 25th by the Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, if you smell the holly, it's also banon. Here the Gemara says, if you smell the wine, Rabbi says, Rechel Amilsi, it's mutter, so it's astira. So Tosfos gives two answers. So the one answer that's accepted in the Shulchan Aruch is that the flowers are oimed l'hariach. Years ago, flowers used to be oimed l'hariach. That's why the Rebbe Shlom created flowers, that it should be oimed l'hariach. Masheni came, the wine is oimed l'shtiyah, it's not so much oimed l'hariach. And where do you have, that's what Tosfos answers, the steer in the Gemara. But you have to have a mocker to say such an answer. So the Mordechai quotes from the Bali Atayis, we don't have this in terms. Mordechai quotes from the Bali Atayis, the Mokker is the Gemara, it says in the towards the end of Sukkah, that the din of Huktan Mitzvasa, the original din of Huktan Mitzvasa, was formulated in Chumash with respect to the Sukkah. Yishem Shachal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga, Kal Chal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah. The Sukkah is referred to as a Chag. A Chag means a Korban Chagiga. So the Sukkah is Hukash to a korban chagiga, k'shem shachal shemayim ala chagiga. Chagiga is a korban shlamin. It's also bano. So to the sukkah is also bano. Calls ma mitzvasa, hukta na mitzvasa. So from sukkah you derive from dalad minim to tzitzis to all other mitzvahs. All tashmish and mitzvah is ma mitzvasa. I'm have a din of hukta na mitzvasa. After this man mitzvah is up, this tashmish and mitzvah is rakim. But this man mitzvah has the din of hukta na mitzvasa. So the Gemara says, we learn out from Sukkah, we extend it to Esrog and to Hadassim. So the Hadassim, which are Oymed L'Hariach, so it's also L'Hariach Bo. The Esrog is Oymed L'Achilah, so it's only hooked to the mitzvah, that it's also the Ochloi, but it's Mutal L'Hariach Bo. So Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara, the hooked to the mitzvah by the Esrog and by the Hadassim is a Din Deraisa, is learned out from hooked to the mitzvah by the Sukkah, because it says, Chag HaSukkah Tassalacha. You should celebrate the festival of Sukkot for a duration of 7 days at the ingathering season. Before it starts to rain, when you're going to bring all the peris from the field into the barn, that it shouldn't get rained on. So the Torah Shabbat Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. You leave out the word Chag for a moment. So you say, Sukkot Tassalacha, you should construct the Sukkot. Tassalacha and Asim. Shivas Yamim, you should construct a sukkah that should be sturdy enough to stand for 7 days. If you construct a sukkah that's going to collapse in the middle of the 7 days, so you know, you would say the first 3 days that you sat in sukkah. It has to be sukkah rui l'chol shiva. And then what material should you make this chach? Bas b'cham megar necham yikvecho. Not that you celebrate the festival of sukkahs for a duration of 7 days at the ingathering season. Rather, you construct the sukkah. Sukkah's tasalacha, shivas yamim, it should be stirred enough to last for 7 days. And the schach should be made from ba'as b'cham megarnacham yikvecha, from the psal is garna v'yekim. So every word in the pasuk fits in well, except for the word chag. How can you reinterpret the whole pasuk? Gemara says no. And according to this new level of interpretation in the pasuk, that it's referring to constructing the sukkah, So Chag HaSukkos means that the Sukkah is hukash to a Korban Chagiga. Just like a Korban Chagiga is a Shlamim, Keshem Shachal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga, so too, Kachal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. So the Sukkah is also Bahanoa. Not allowed to be mevatlet b'mitzvasa, to take off a little piece of the schach and use it for your own purposes. So from that, the Gemara learns out that Chal Shem Shemaim applies also to the Esrog and to the Hadassim. But by the Esrog, since the Ikka Tashmash of the Esrog is that it's Lachila, so it's Mutol L'Hariach Bo. But the Ikka purpose of the Hadassim is to smell it years ago. Hadassim had a good smell. So since it's Zayim L'Hariach, so if you'll be Meirich from it, so that'll be a violation of Isuri Hanor. You're getting Hanor from the Hadassim. But if you smell the Esrog, it's not considered getting Hanor. If you smell something that's not Ayim L'Hariach Bo, that's Ayim Bo Mamish. So it could be that was my suggestion. Maybe Reb Shem Alevi puts all three together. Kol Mare V'Reach. Mare, Kol and Mare is Ayim Bo Mamish. That's not called the Maisa Hanor, because nothing enters into the body. Reach, so if it's Ketores, Lachash Atalatim Rasoi, then it's Mutabano, because Ayim L'Chadovish and Asas Mitzvasoi, Umoyolim Bo. But that's not what he's really talking about. That happens to be true also. He's really talking about Reach, something which is not Ayim L'Hariach Bo. If the thing is not Ayim L'Hariach, then we say the Reach is Ayim Bo Mamish. Yeah, but that doesn't answer the Tzlach. The Tzlach is difficult. The Tzlach claimed that Bichas HaReach needs a separate pasuk. Kol Anshama Ta'alokah HaLokah HaKon Neshima. Whenever you smell fragrant besamim, you got to say a bracha. Why do you need a numokah for Bichas HaReach? Why isn't it covered with the pasuk, the psukim on the first daf in the perek? That Dosan Lohanes Barola Mazai B'loi Bracha. So he says, because Kol Ma'vareach Ein Mishomil. So that's difficult, because he's talking about Reach, with the thing is Ayimid L'Hariach Bo. The thing is Ayimid L'Hariach Bo. So then it is called the form of Hanor. If it's not Ayimid L'Hariach Bo, then it's not called Hanor. Or if it's Lachash Talatim Rasai, in L'Chadam Shana Asa Mitzvah, but it's a different reason. That's a famous problematic Tzlach. I think Rabbi Yosef Engel asks on the Tzlach. And one of his Svarim, he has a brief essay, so he tines against the Tzlach. What did he say? Yeah, that would have been, the Tzlach would have been a nice answer on Tosis Kasha. How come you don't need Haseba by the Birchas HaReach? The answer is, it's not a Birchas HaNenin. But it's problematic. The answer that he gave is problematic. Okay, so Nachum said, the Mishnah says, Ho you Yoshvim, but they didn't have Haseba, Kolechem Mevarach Le'atzmo, you don't allow Shemei Kohene by Birchas HaNenin. On the Birchas HaYayin, on the Birchas HaPas, Haseba, they have Haseba, Echem Mevarach Le'kulam. So Tosis, the bottom Tosis says, Bizman is that where nobody eats by Haseba. It's a nuisance, we're not used to it at all. So Yeshiva Didan Ke Seba Ditu. So if everybody's sitting around the same table, then you can be Boitzi the others with Pas and Yayin. Then it's the equivalent of what used to be a Seba. So as man as they're sitting around the table is the Kviyas. Yeah. Bolahem Yayin Mitoch HaMoz, and what if they bring the wine in the middle of the meal? Then Ein Beis Habli Aponui. Rashi says, look in the Gemara, Mem Gim Lamanav. The Gemara says, Shalu Es Ben Zayma. They asked Ben Zayma, why is it that if they brought the wine in the middle of the meal, why can't you have one person say Bar Piagofen to be Moitzi everybody? Where here it is. Sholos Ben Zayma, to Ma'or Men Bala Hem Yayim Tech HaMozen, Kalech Leach Meroch Li Atzmo, Lach HaMoz Ech Meroch Lukul. He says, Ha'ol Ben Beis Abli Aponoi. You're afraid people are in the middle of eating, and one person is going to say Bar Piagofen, and everybody's going to say Amen. He's going to choke. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of eating. So that's why we don't, even though it is a Sebu, it is Haseba, but you don't allow one person to say Bar Piagofen for everybody. If Bodaham Yam Tech HaMozen, Lazen Beis Habli Aponoi. Achar HaMozen, after they finished eating, then there's no chashash of choking. Zechem Mevarach L'Kulam, because it was Haseba. But who, and the same one who says the Bar Piagofen to be made to the others, so then we have a klal, Hamascha B'Mitzvah, Omim Lo Gemor. If we were Mechabed one person with the first mitzvah, so he was Zeche to finish everything. So he has the schus, once we gave him the schus to say, Bar Piagofen, to be moitzi everybody with the Yayin Shalach HaRamazin, Vuhu Oimer Al HaMugmar, he says the Bar Minim Psamim, or whatever, Bar Yatzi Psamim, whatever the bracha is going to be, Achpi Shem Evim Sam Mugmar Lachar Asura, even though they brought the Mugmar, the Bar Minim is after the benching. Still, you say, Hamascha B'mitzvah, Oimer Lugam HaTzarashi, Lachar Asura, Lachar Bichaz HaMazin. Still, he said, Hamascha b'mitzvah, Omim lo gemar. Where do we have Hamascha b'mitzvah, Omim lo gemar, from one mitzvah to the other? we have it, the one who davens slichas davens kol hayom, has the right to daven kol hayom, because amascha v'mitzvah omim lo gemar. If he wants to split it with, let's say, two people have yahrzeit on the same day. So there are more rights in the end of Yeridaya. So you divide, so you have one person davens till after Kaddish, after Chatzi Kaddish, after Chazar Sashatz, after Tachnun, and the other takes off Ashrei Volatzion, and he finished his davening. But that's if they make up in advance like that. But normally, if the Gabbai was Mechabit someone to daven Shachris, so it's self-understood, Hamascha Mitzvah, Amim Lagmar, he has the right to daven till the end of the Shachris. He doesn't have the right to daven Mincha. Musaf Mincha, not everything's included, only the one who says Slichas, that's called Hamascha Mitzvah, Amim Lagmar. Whoever daven Slichas in the morning has the right to daven to be the Shlech Tzibah for Shachris and for Mincha on the same day. Why? Manish Tana? Why don't you say whoever daven Shachris has to daven Mincha also, Maschum Mincha, Amla Gemar? Why do you only apply to Slichas? That's what the Mefarshim asked the Kasha. So Rav Shlomo Melech Vilna thinks the whole thing is a mistake, that it's not Beischa, Maschum Mincha, Amla Gemar. He gives a different reason. He thinks that they didn't have alarm clocks, so it's a mysterious nefesh on the guy's part. How's he going to wake? He's going to wake up in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, to get the shul to be able to put on a talis, to be able to serve as the shlech tzibur for slichas. You got to give him some reward. You have to pay him off somehow. That he woke up so early and he got dressed and he came to shul on time. So we give him a reward. That is not because hamascha mitzvah mula gemara. There's from one mitzvah to the other. What's the connection between Slichas and Shachris and Mincha? He says, no, you got to give him some reward. So the reward is you let him daven for an hour. But if he wants to, doesn't want to, doesn't have to. He has the schus to. And Rav Soloveitchik used to say, not like that. He said, no. He used to give a mashal. Let's say the guy wakes up early, he says Slichas, then he goes to sleep and he doesn't daven Shachris and Mincha that day. He just said Slichas. Rav Soloveitchik thought he's not even Yotze Slichas. He started off the mashal. He got the mashal from Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim gave a mashal by Ne'ila, on Yom Kippur. A lot of people in America, they don't daven Yom Kippur all day long, they go to work, whatever. Then they come to Shul for Ne'ila. And they only daven Ne'ila. So is it meaningful to daven Ne'ila? Let's say a guy davens Musav, he doesn't daven Shach. Guy davens Shachris, doesn't daven Musav. Whatever he daven, fine, daven Mincha, good. But if he davens Ne'ila, Ne'ila is a Tosefes Tefillah, that's an additional Tefillah. Ne'ilah in the days of the Tanan, they used to daven not only on Yom Kippur. Every time there was a Taina Sibur, they would recite Ne'ilah. And the Yerushalmi says, the Bavli doesn't explain it so well, but the Yerushalmi, the end of the Tainus, explains. It's based on the Pasuk, Gam Kisar B'Tfilah Enenu Shemei Edechem Domim Aleu. It says in Haftorah of Chazayin. Or it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vaschan Al Hashem, Ba'isa Hilemar, he kept on davening many, many, over 500 Tfilahs he offered. And then the Pasuk says, Al Tosef Dabar Eliyot Bador Brazer. Rabbi Shalom said, please don't keep on davening. So the Mashmoy says, if you're going to keep on davening, you'll twist my arm and you'll force me to give in to you. So we learned, it says there Psukim Mechumish and Novi and Neksuvim, this idea that if you repeat the same tefillah many times, you stand a better chance of having the tefillah answered. So a tiny Sibur is an Eis Tzara, by definition. That's why everybody's fasting, because it's an Eis Tzara. And in Eis Tzara, if you're going to have Ribui Tefillah, it'll be effective. You stand a better chance of having a Yeshua. So that's what Ne'ilah is all about, a Ribui Tefillah. So Ne'ilah makes sense if the fellow daven Shachris and Musaf and Mincha, and then he adds on Ne'ilah. So that's the icing on top of the cake. He daven Ne'ilah. But if he only davens Ne'ilah, he didn't daven the other Tefillahs at all, then there's no Kim and Ne'ilah at all. Observation was a Mesupik. What if he daven Mincha and Ne'ilah? He has to daven Shach and Musa and Mincha and the Ilah. Has to be the icing on top of the cake, on top of everything. Or just the Rav Chaim just meant to say that the Ilah alone can't stand alone. But if he daven one of the Tefillahs Hayom and he daven in, maybe it is a Tosefes Tefillah. So that's what he said over B'Shem Rav Chaim by the Ilah. So over here by Slichas, Rav Soloveitchik thought something similar. He thought that Slichas is supposed to be the Hakdomah to the Tefillahs Hayom. So it's connected, Slichas is connected to Shachris and to Mincha. So that's why you apply Hamascha b'mitzvah, Om Mulo Gemar. Whoever daven Slichas, if he gave the mashal like Rav Chaim, a person will wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, daven Slichas, then go to sleep, and he won't say Shachris, and he won't say Mincha. So he thought he won't be Yotzei Slichas either. Slichas is the hakdama to the Tfilas Hayom. So if all he's going to say is going to be slichas, not going to daven shachris and mincha, there's no kiyum of slichas at all. So that's what he thought. There it makes sense to say hamaschal and mitzvah, whoever daven slichas, since it's supposed to serve, the slichas is supposed to role, the role is a hakdama to the Tfilas Hayom, so then whoever daven slichas has a right to daven shachris and mincha also. But on a regular day in the year, the Gabo is Mechabit Samet to say Shachris on Shabbos. So that means he has the right to daven Musaf and Mincha also, the Shlech Tzibana, is Mechabit and for Shachris. Each Tefillah is separate. So here it says, if you say Hamascha B'mitzvah Amul Gemar, from the Bar Piagofen, which is before the benching, to the Bar Mim Samim, and the Mugma, which is after the benching. That's what the mission is. Afal Pishem V'im Sam Mugma Lachar Asuda. Even though you only bring the Mugma after the Bichas Hamas, and still, you still say Hamascha B'mitzvah Amul Gemar, because it comes together. So the Gemara on the top of Chav, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, we saw from the fifth line, the Machleg Zerab Rabbi Yechanan. But there were two versions. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan, Lach Rabbi Yechanan, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. What did Rabbi Yechanan say? That on Pas and Yayin, you need Haseba. Okay. And by everything else, what's the din? So there were two versions. By everything else, an ice cream party or a soda party or a beer party, everything else, the din is you don't need haseba. You can say shemei koina without haseba, or it doesn't even help haseba. So those are two lashonis and the Gemara. Ika diyamri, two of the shanis. Machlok is the Rambam and the Ravid, and 2 days in the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch. Which way to paskin? Whether you should say by the ice cream party, by the beer party, you just can't be mighty someone else. Each person says his own bracha, or no, that the whole chumrah doesn't apply. You allow shemei kaina by all other foods, only pasan yaina. So that's machlok is harishan. Machlok is the Rambam and the Ravid. Which loshan the gemara to paskin like? Rav Soloveitchik thought that this Gemara that we paskan like Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, that pas and yayin both need haseba and it helps, and other things there's no achila bikvias, only pas and yayin is called achila bikvias. He thought that explains why most of the Rishonim hold that Kiddush can be recited either on pas or yayin. You can't say Kiddush on Chamar Medina Shabbos morning, the coolest. But on Friday night, the Kiddush has to be recited dafka over pas or yayin. Rabbi Natan disagrees. He said, there is no say. You can't say Kiddush over pas. But the common practice, we paskin against that, Rabbi Natan. We paskin, you can either say Kiddush over pas or yayin. Why? Because the whole role of the Kiddush is to be kaver the Suda, the shame Suda Shabbos. The Kiddush doesn't stand alone. That's why there's a din in Kiddush over the makam Suda. Machlokes in the Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan Tosfos quotes, Rabbi Yechanan holds that Yesh Kiddush Tafilah Shalom Makom Suda. Here, the Tosfos on Mem Beis on the Beis quotes from Psachim Kuf Aleph and Mem Aleph. Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan holds that the people, the three shittas there, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. So the one opinion of the Gemara is that the people who heard Kiddush and Shul, everybody's Yotzei Kiddush. There's no din that you need Kiddush Makom Suda. Everybody's Yotzei Kiddush. No such din. So we don't accept that. We pass them en kiddush el makom suda. So why is that? So the Rashbam has two pshatim on that din. Is it because only yayin in connection with a meal is more chashuv than yayin that stands alone? And kiddush has to be ala yayin. You want to have, it should be chashuv yayin. So it should be kiddush in connection with the suda. Or you say no, en kiddush el makom suda, because it's a kiyum and this kiddush makom suda is kaver the suda l'shem suda Shabbos. So that's what the Vilna Gaon paskins like that, like the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shitas HaGaonim that one can satisfy the requirement of En Kiddush on the Makom Suda by having cake, or by having 2 cups of wine. You have 1 cup of wine, you say Kiddush, and you drink another cup of wine, that makes it into Kiddush Makom Suda. You're not Yotze Suda Shabbos with wine, you're not Yotze Suda Shabbos with the cake. You have to have Dafke Pas, you have to have Lechem Shemavach HaMal HaMoitze. The Reeve is Mesupik, maybe Minitagima, it's good enough by Suda Shlishis, but by the Friday night and Shabbos morning, it's not good enough. Mina Tagim, you have to have Dafke Pas for whatever reason. We spoke about it yesterday. So that's why the Vilna Gaon adopts the position, and the Bi'ur Rav Loh, he adopts the position of the Rosh, Ein Kiddush on the Makom Suda, not like the Gaonim that he yotzei, that it's satisfied if you have wine with the Kiddush or you cake with the Kiddush, has to be Davka the Pas, that you yotzei the Suda Shabbos with. Because the whole role of Kiddush is to be Kaber the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. And since the purpose, because he already said Kiddush B'Tfilah, one who says Kiddush B'Tfilah has to repeat Kiddush again. So why does he have to repeat Kiddush again? He was Yotzei the Kiddush already when he davened Nishman Esrei. We assume that that's Kiddush Deraisa. It doesn't need Alayayin. Alayayin is only with the Rabbanim. So what's added? What does he need Alayayin? He already said Kiddush. So the answer is the Kiddush Makom Suda is for the purpose of being Kaber the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. And then he added on that the reciting of the Ritzei and the Birchas HaMazon is Kaveh also for the purpose of being Kaveh the Suda. So you have the meal is sandwiched in between the Kiddush in the beginning and the Haskaras Ritzei at the end of the meal. Those are both needed to be one at the beginning of the meal, one at the end of the meal, to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. So that's why you can say Kiddush either on Pasa Yayin, because these are the two things, that's what we pass like Rabbi Yechon against Rav. Pasa and Yayin are the two things that are called Achila B'Kviyas. So if you recite Kiddush over Pasa Yayin, you're making a demonstration that you're being Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. Masheni Ken Havdola, Havdola doesn't have to be Makom Suda. So Havdola is just a Brach HaLakos, a Brach HaLakos. You're not Yotzi if you have Pas, that's not a Kos. And if you have Chamar Medina, that's also acceptable. If wine is not available, then Chamar Medina would be good enough. And Moshe writes, where do you live that you need Chamar Medina? If you don't have wine, the next neighbor has wine. Why should anybody be makel to recite Avdolo of the Chamar Medina? Years ago, the Jews couldn't afford it. The Chafetz Chaim hardly ever said Kiddush over wine. No, really. He really said Kiddush over wine. People couldn't afford it. I remember I was brought up by my grandparents for a while. When my family lived in Philadelphia, I went to, Ben sent me to New York to go to yeshiva after the fifth grade. So my grandparents never had wine. They used to make raisin juice. Shvacha wine. All Jews used to make raisin juice at that time. They couldn't afford it. Couldn't afford wine. Earlier, it was against the law to make wine. During the Prohibition years, it was against the law, unless it was necessary for a sacramental purpose. And so the Jews used to make wine. They said it's necessary for Kiddush and Havdalah. But the people of Poshut couldn't afford wine, so they all made raisin juice. Raisin juice is Shvacha Mises. And Sen Shulchan Aruch, only if it has a strong flavor, which it didn't have. So that was a problem. Anyway, that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. How come Kiddush and Havdalah, each one has a Chumrah and each one has a Kula? How come Kiddush has a Chumrah that ain't Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda and Chamar Medina is no good? And Kiddush has a Kula that Pas is good and Havdalah Pas is no good? How come everything is different? How come Chamar Medina is good for Havdalah and it's not good for Kiddush? And Pas is good for Kiddush, not good for Havdalah? It ain't Kiddush ala Makom Suda, but Havdalah does need. So he said, it's all, that's the Hezbah. The Kiddush is for the purpose of being Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. So Kaveh Suda is either Pas and Yayin, the way we pass on the Maskana here, like Rabbi Yechanan against Rav.
How can we enter
Shabbos
Day?
How come?
Shabbos Day, you can't make Kiddush
and bread. Shabbos Day, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh, that it won't be noticeable, there's nothing different, because every day when you start breakfast, you use it to wash and say Hamoitzi. So what's different? Leil Shabbos, you're going to say Hamoitzi, then you're going to say Kiddush. Shekazam Ratzavon, you're going to say Kiddush. So then you can say that the Pas is Kaveh the Suda, and you're reciting the Kiddush over the Pas. But Shabbos morning, we have a meaning that we say Psukim. Mikra Din, you're not to say any Psukim, you just say the Bracha. So that's how you start on Sunday morning. On Monday morning, you start with Hamoitzi. So nothing is different. That says in the Mechaber, he quotes the Rosh, that you can't say Kiddush on Shabbos morning over Pas. Because nothing is different. Nothing changed from the weekdays. Yeah. So what does the Mishnah say? That if a person said Bar Piagofen on the Yayin, Shalifnei Hamazon, this covers the Bar Piagofen of the Yayin Shala Acha Hamazon. And it's not called Nimlach. It's not called Nimlach. So the Gemara says it's only B'Shabbosos of Yom Tovim that we know in advance. Omer Rabba Babachana, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabba Babachana had smicha from Rabbi Yechanan. He learned in Eretz Yisrael. He's an Amor from Eretz Yisrael. He's not from the Bablin. He's from the Yerushalmis. Lo shanah le Shabbos yom tovim. Hold on, Kaveh Suda layan. It's common So then it's not called nimlach. Avishai Maris Hashanah, all year long the guy says bar piagofen before the meal, he's not thinking one way or the other. If he has the bottle of wine on the table and he says bar piagofen, and you know, and he plans it's a drinking party, he's going to have wine, so the whole Tosfos keeps on repeating. If he has wine on the table and everybody knows he's going to drink wine in the middle of the meal, at the end of the meal, and so on, so then the bar piagofen before does cover the drinking of the wine after the meal before the benching. It doesn't cover the drinking of wine after the benching. Benching is a declaration of Hesach Hadas. But it covers the wine, Shela Achra Mazen, Lifnei Birchas Hamazen. But Bishai Mois Hashana, other than Shabbos Yom Tovim, we assume that it's a Nimlach. It's probably not understood, not self-understood that he's going to have. Shabbos and Yom Tov is self-understood. He may want to have wine in the middle of the meal. We may want to have wine after the meal before the benching. But Bishai Mois Hashana, Merachal Kol Kos, because it's considered Nimlach, as if he changed his mind. That's that person says, Shahakol Niyibidvara over a cup of coffee. And there's all kinds of food there on the table. It happens to be tuna fish on the table also. He said, Shahakol Niyibidvara, coffee? So the Shahakol covers everything that Shahakol? So that's questionable. If he's eating, if he takes a piece of gefilte fish, he says shahakol, and the shahakol soda, and the shahakol chicken, and the shahakol flesh, all kinds of shahakols there. So he says shahakol on the fish, so everything that shahakol is covered. When he says shahakol on a cup of coffee, is that so self-understood that all the food on the table, did he have a mind? He didn't have a mind, it was stomach. I think we assume that it is covered, but it's a big chiddush. Everything that shahakol, even though this is a beverage and this is a maichel, it's a chiddush, that everything that shahakol is covered with the bracha that he said in advance. Here the Gemara says the wine at the beginning of the meal, the wine at the end of the meal is all the same bar piagofen, and it's called nimlach, unless it's self-understood that Shabbos Yom Tovim, people are going to have a lot of wine. So then it's not a nimlach. But if it's on the weekday, Shabbos Hashana, I consider it nimlach. So it's not so poshut that if you say Hadama, I can understand. Everything that's Hadama is covered. He's eating. Everything else has Hadama is also eating food. But Shahaka, one is a beverage and one is a food. That's so obvious that everything is it's understood. Everything is included. I don't know. That's, I think, what's assumed. Itmanami Amar Rabba Bar Meri, Amar Shimon Halevi. Shlomo Levi was a contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan. Doshan Ela Shabbos Yom Tovim B'Shor Shani Yotzim Beis HaMerchatz. There are people today take a shower every day of the year. Obviously in the Gemara they took a shower twice a year, Shalosh Regola, three times a year. They didn't take a merchatz. They didn't go to the Beis HaMerchatz all the time. They felt that the Beis HaMerchatz weakens the body. And if you go to the Beis HaMerchatz, you got to have some chizik. You have to drink a l'chaim. You have to have some wine the day that you go to the Beis HaMerchatz. By Yossi, you take a shower every day. So you're always going to have wine every day. B'shas HaKozen Saddam, if you're giving blood, if you're donating blood, they felt HaKozen Saddam is healthy for the donor. Today it's no longer assumed like that. They felt if there's too much blood circulating in the system, it's not healthy, so you have to let blood a little bit. Today it's not assumed like that. So in the days of the Gemara, when the day of Kaz Adam, for health purposes, you're going to have a lot of wine. Al-Bashai Mois HaShana is not Shabbos, and it's not Yom Tov, it's not Beis HaMerchatz, and it's not Kaz Adam. Then Mubarach HaKol Kos V'Kos, because Nimlach, unless it's clear and obvious that he put the bottle of wine on the table, and he said, we're going to have a lot of wine today. That's what Tosfos keeps on repeating. So obviously he's going to have a lot of wine, then it's not called Nimlach. Yeah, Rabbi Bar Meri Yikla the Beirava Bechol on a regular week. The Chazir the Baruch Lefnei Hamazon, Bahar the Baruch LaAcher Hamazon. Said the Bar Piagofen on the wine before he started to eat, and then had Bar Piagofen on the wine before benching after the meal was over. Omer Lo Yasha, good for you. That is correct, because Yain Shel Lifnei Hamazon only popped his Yain Shel Acher Hamazon if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. It was a regular weekday night. Bechein Rabbi Yisrael Balevi. That's what we just said before. Rabbi Shlomo Levi was quoted by Rabbi Bar Meri as saying the same thing. Rabbi Shlomo Levi, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Iklu the Bei Abai B'Yontif, Yontif. He visited Rabbi Yontif. Chazir the Baruch Hakol Kasa VeKas. He said Bar Piagofen again the second. Amalei L'Savalei Malo. Rabbi Shlomo Levi, it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. I can't afford, was a poor man, I can't afford to drink so much wine. So when he drinks wine later in the, after the meal is over, that's a nimlach. I'm a nimlach. So you have to judge in each case. Is it self understood when he said the first Bar Piyagof and that he may want to continue drinking a lot of wine later on? So Taisus has a whole discussion. A guy says Bar Piyagof and he says Avdalah, and then he has Malava Malka right away. So does the Bar Piyagof of the wine of Avdalah cover the wine that he drinks in the middle of the Malava Malka or not? So Taisus have one suggestion. It depends. Did he say Avdalah after he washed until he said Daim for the Malava Malka or before? If he says Avdalah before, then the Bar Piyagof doesn't relate to the wine that he's going to continue drinking later in the middle of the Malava Malka. But if he first washed until he said Daim, and then he says Havdalah before saying Hamoitzi, before he says Hamoitzi, so then it's obvious that he plans to drink wine in the middle of the meal. So Tosis really doesn't like that practice to distinguish whether he said the Havdalah before until it's not, after until it's not. They think that it's not correct. It's not so. It all depends. What do we have in mind? Yeah, what did the Gemara have? The Shalim Boilu. What's the Dimboleram Terchamoz? Mashiv Tzan Shalacharamoz. The wine that you drink in the middle of the meal, that's like soda. That's lishrois. You can drink water, you can drink soda, and maybe the wine doesn't have such a chashivus. Maybe the Bar Piyagofen of a wine that's only taken lishrois to wash down the food is not chashiv enough that it should cover the wine that he's going to drink after the meal, which is really lishtos, to taste the flavor of the wine, not so much to wash down the food. So that was the shaila that they raised. The Mishnah doesn't cover that din. What's a din? They said Bar Piyagofen on the wine in the middle of the meal, betoch hamazon, that's lishros, mashiv tevayayin shalach hamazon, lishtos. Im timtzilayim, what it says in the Mishnah is correct. Berochayam shalifna hamazon, patasam shalach hamazon, wine shim zalishtos, zalishtos. They're both lishtos. He's sipping, tasting wine before the meal. That's to taste the wine. And he's tasting wine after the meal, before the benching. That's lishtos. The lishtos is a lower level of chashivas. It's all the same. So it's machlokes Rav Rav Kana. And Rav says it does cover. Then it says Talmid de Rav disagree. Rav Huna Rav Yudah v'chol Talmid de Rav Rami ain't a poiter. So how could that be? What do you mean Talmid de Rav disagree with Rav? So that's what Tosis says. So we assume whenever there's a contradiction between what is said in the name of Rav and what we know from Talmid de Rav, we assume the din is like Talmid de Rav, that it does not pata. The yain that he said the bracha on lishrois doesn't cover the yain that lishrois. What if he had beferish in mind? What if he said beferish has in mind? These are umdinis, but he probably has a mind, or even if he does have a mind. A little unclear over here. So what does the Gemara say? Can't you tell from the Mishnah? Omle Rav Levan Nachman, can't you tell from the Mishnah? But all him toch hamozen, kan lech liach mevorach liatzmo. Why? Because ain't this habli apanoi. Because ain't mesicha mesoch hasuda. That's a Gemara, the beginning of time. As the Gemara says, one of the Chachamim, two Chachamim were eating a meal together, and one of them said, you should say the return. Say over the return in the middle of the meal. While I'm eating myself and say, it's a mesicha mitoch hasuda. I'll tell you after we finish eating. After you finish eating, then he says, okay, Yankev vina lo meis. He said, what are you, crazy? Yankev vina lo meis? They said, vaycham to us Yankev. They embalmed him and they buried him and they carried him. And they said, a hesped. What do you mean Yankev vina lo meis? It's ridiculous. So why did he say such a strange letter? Because he wanted to show the other one that you're not allowed to a mesichim. He didn't say ein mesochachim. Ein mesichim means lahasiach. You're not allowed to get the other person to talk in the middle of the meal. I'm not eating. You're eating. One Amora was eating. The other one was not eating. So the one who was eating says to the other one, tell me a dvar Torah while I'm eating. He says, I'm not allowed to. I may tell you such an exciting dvar Torah, you're gonna get so excited. You're going to say, what are you, crazy? And then you may choke. So that's why he told him such a startling dvar Torah. Yankev vina lo meis, and then he evoked from him a response. Chibichdi chantu chantaya. They said the hespedim, and they did the embalming and so on. That's why the lashon ein mesichim b'toch hasuda. You're not allowed to cause the others to talk in the middle of the meal. So it says over here, b'ala hamyayim b'toch hamazon, because you're not allowed to talk. So ein beis abli aponui. So kol echo yach mevaruch liatzmo. Then it says the next line here, the top line in the amud, men beis on the beis. B'ala hamyayim b'toch hamazon, kol echo mevaruch liatzmo. Achar hamazon sounds like each one had wine in the middle of the meal, and each person said his own bar piagofen, because you don't allow shemea ka'in in the middle of the meal, because ein beis abli aponui. Then, after having each one said his own bracha, and then, so it says you have to say another bar piagofen. You're not yet with the first bar piagofen. So that's what he asked. Don't you see from the Mishnah, Beferish? Where's the Gemara? Esvi Rabba, the Rab Nachman. How can Rab Nachman say that Biruch HaLayayin, that's Lishrois, in the middle of the meal, Pat is the yain lish does after the meal. It's against the Mishnah. It says on the top line. Then achar amazon, ech mevarach l'kulam. Why is ech mevarach l'kulam? Everybody already said bar piagofen. So you see that you're wrong. Even though you said a bracha on the wine, that's lishrois. Got to say another bracha. So he answers back on belay that you're reading the Mishnah incorrectly. Means bolayam teruch amazon, ech mevarach liatzma. And if no wine came in the middle of the meal, and the first wine that served is achar amazon, and there was no wine in the middle of the meal, then achar mevarach l'kulam, but it doesn't go one on the other. In lo bala hamayam teruch amazon shem. So that's what Tosfos says. We pass like the Talmid of the Rav. The Gemara is not sure what pshat and Beis Shammai was. Beis Shammai say hamoitzi doesn't pater cookies in the middle of the meal that you're eating to fill you. But Moshe Feinstein paskins in his truvas, like this hillel, of course. We don't pass like Beis Shammai. He passed like this hillel. He says, let's say you go to a wedding and you want to leave early. You don't plan to stay till the bench mezuzah. It'll be doomsday. It'll be 1 o'clock at night. So you plan to leave early. So you don't want to wash. But they serve, they're having mezainis in the middle. So mezainis, you don't have to wait till mezuzah. But the guy's hungry. He came from the office. He worked the whole day. He's hungry. So they give him the first course. He's not washing. But they gave him the first course and he's hungry. So they have cookies on the table. So he's eating the cookies to fill himself. Not if you eat cookies at the end of the meal and you're already stuffed to the gills and you're eating the cookies because it's very tasty, like having ice cream. So that's not called the Kriya Suda. But if the guy's hungry and he's eating cookies in order to fill himself up, then Moshe says that that's called the Kriya Suda. He says, based on the Mishnah Berurah, B'Shem Magen Avraham, that if you eat three or four kibetzim of cake, that's Kriya Suda. Or if you eat even less than three or four kibetzim, but you're eating it together with the whole filling meal, and you're eating the cookies and the cake also to fill you, that's also called the Kriya Suda. So Moshe says, if you're having cookies in the middle of the meal, because you're hungry and you're eating it to fill you, then that becomes a Kriya Suda, that becomes a Hamoitzi. And here the Gemara had a suffix, what pshat and Beis Shammai is. We don't pass like Beis Shammai. Okay, what pshat and Beis Shammai is. The fellow said Hamoitzi and the bread at the beginning of the meal. Then he has cookies in the middle of the meal to fill himself up. So Moshe paskins la locha l'maisa, that the cookies are Hamoitzi. So the Bracha said Hamoitzi, well, of course it'll cover that. That's Beis Hillel. And the Gemara had a suffix. Maybe that's what Beis Shammai said, that the hamoitzi being said on the bread doesn't cover the cookies, even though the cookies are eaten to fill you up, and it doesn't cover oatmeal cereal that you eat in the middle of the meal, even though the oatmeal cereal is clearly for the purpose of filling you up. Why shouldn't it cover the oatmeal cereal? If you're all like Rashi, I can understand. Rashi says that when you say hamoitzi, it only covers the fish and the flesh if you nibble bread with the fish and the flesh. But whenever you eat like we eat, you eat the bread in the beginning, then you don't need any bread in the middle. And then you eat the fish and the flesh without any bread. So then, according to Rashi, we don't follow Rashi, according to Rashi, you got to say brach on the fish and the flesh. And nobody eats bread with oatmeal cereal. You don't eat bread, that's Nahama ben Nahama. The Gemara makes fun of the Bavliim, that they eat the Nahama ben Nahama. They eat bread with the oatmeal cereal. But normal people don't do that. So maybe that's the reason for Bishamai. But we don't paskin like Bishamai. So we would paskin on the cookies in the middle of the meal that are to fill you, we would paskin that's going to be Hamoitzi. Hamoitzi paskin, that's Hamoitzi. Oatmeal syrup can never be Hamoitzi. It's always going to be Mizonis. But certainly, Bama Boy, Machmas Hasuda. Okay, then the Mishnah has, Hoya Yoshvim, if there was no Haseba, that it was a common practice, that they would make a real kvias with the Haseba, then you only allow one person to say the bracha for the whole group, if Hasebu, then it's Achila Bechabura, Bekvias, and the whole Chabura only offers one Amoitzin. But if Lo Haseba not, Haseba and Lo Haseba, Lo, Frank Nemora, Minu, but we have a Tosefta that seems to contradict the din in the Mishnah. Asar, Yoshua, Yehochim, Baderach, 10 people traveling on the highway, there's one loaf of bread, and we're cutting the bread in little pieces, and each person is eating from the same bread. Everybody's eating from the same bread, but they're all traveling on the highway. They're all walking as they're in. So there's no achila bikvias. Not only is there no hesay, but there's no yeshiva either. Everybody's eating while they're walking. Each one says his own bracha, and Tosfos says go both. Each one says his own hamoitzi, and each one says his own birchas hamazon. You can't say it's a chabura, that the whole chabura offers only one hamoitzi, and you can't say that the bench mezumen, shlosh shoch l'kachas, is only if haseba. That's what Tosfos writes on the Mishnah. Tosfos writes on the Mishnah, the bottom Tosfos, that the pasha pshat in the Mishnah goes both on hamoitzi and on mezumen. We have three lines from the bottom, and the Tosfos on Amud Aleph. The Gemara Mashma, the Ma'ir Bein Bebichas Hamoitz, Bein Bebichas Hamozen. What do you mean, Bichas Hamozen? Kluv did the Talmid of the Rav. That's the story over here. The Rav passed away, and all the students went to the funeral. He wasn't buried in the same city where he died. He's buried in a different city, Rashi writes. Kavrul Biracheres, and they all went to the funeral. And then on the way back, they had sandwiches. On the way back, they said, let's eat by the banks of the river, by the Nahar Danik. And they weren't able to eat the Haseba. The whole thing was so uncomfortable. So they didn't know whether they can bench Mezumah. So one of the Amaroyim turned the din is that when Rabbi Muvak dies, you have to rip Kriya. So the Kriya is supposed to be in front of you. So they had already ripped Kriya when they heard that Rab died. So now they rip Kriya again. The Gemara says, Hadikari Lachure, the Kara Kriya Achrina. He turned around the beged, so the kriya is no longer in front of him. Then he ripped kriya again a second time. Why did he rip kriya a second time? So Rashi writes, Laharis Evil Achshav Ki Yom Hamisa. And the Yom Hamisa, when Rab died, the Talmidim all ripped kriya. And now they realize, they didn't know the ABCs of Bench and Mizun. They didn't know the basics. Rav Soloveitchik used to always quote this line from the Gemara. That the Gemara has a lashon, Noch Napshi De Rab, the Rebbe passed away, Bichas Ben Zayin Alag Amin. We don't know the most elementary thing. We don't know how to bench mezumah. We don't know whether it's acceptable to bench mezumah. There was no hasebu, but they said, they made a hasmana in advance. They said, Nezal anecha on the hardanik. Nezal anecha beduch the plan. They made up, we're going to eat over here. So he said, we should try to get as much as possible from the rabbein while they're alive. After they're going to die, then we're going to look back in retrospect. We're going to kick ourselves. You could have asked them shailas. How do you daven? How do you bench? How do you say bracha? The ABCs of life we don't know. Noch napshe the rab, the rabbi passed away. We don't know the most elementary things. They rip kriya a second time. Laharis evel achshav ki yom hamisa. Al shohi tzichim lahirod. They needed a psak vein yodim laharis. No one knew what the din was. The elementary din. So that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos on Amud Aleph has, Tosfos on Amud Beis says. You see, this story of Bench and Mezumen indicates, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, indicates that the Mishnah that distinguishes between Yoshva as opposed to Hasebu, the simple reading in the Mishnah goes on saying Hamoitzi, or saying Bar Pi Agaf, and the Birchat Bracha Shalafanah, to pater everybody. You can only say the Bracha Shalafanah if Hasebu, on Pasan Yayin, and they're all eating together. It goes on the Bracha Shalafanah. But you see from the Gemara, also goes on Birchas Hamaz and Birchas Zimun. And that was the Ran B'Shem the Yerushalmi. When it comes to Brachas on eating, both the Bracha before and the Bracha after, we don't allow Shemek Koinas. If it's Mizumin, then that's the Vod of Mizumin. The whole Chabura offers one Birchas Hamazin. And if it's the Bracha Shalafanah, it's also The whole chaburah is one hamotzi. The whole chaburah is one bar piragofen. Not that the others are yotze with shemeh koina. We don't allow shemeh koina. If you have no choice, one is a chacham and one is a boor. So then the Gemara says in the first daf in Shlosha Shachlu that the one who knows says the birchas hamlaz, the other one will be yotze with shemeh koina. Because that's what the Mishnah Berurah quoted from the Bir Agra. The whole din that there are three cases where you don't allow shemeh koina. That whole din is only midirabbanim. So hechadi afshir. So then you revert back to the din deraisa. B'shas atchak, you revert back to the din deraisa. You do permit shemeh koina. But when the other person is not a boor, then you have this chumer midirabbanim that we don't permit shemeh koina by brachas in connection with eating food. Neither the bracha before nor the bracha after. So it goes on both. He say bech mevarach lekulam goes on mezumen and it goes on hamotzi also. When is it called a chabur? Either there's a discrepancy. How come for hamotzi you don't need three people? If you have two people, it's good enough. Husband and a wife. One says hamotzi and the other one is yotze. And for benching mezumen, you have to have a minimum of three. So that's a question. How come by chabur for benching you need three? How come by birchas hamotzi by chabur? You say the two people is also called the chabur. So Tosfos asks that contradiction. Where's the Tosfos in the beginning of Kol HaBasar, I think? Tosfos asks that question. So Tosfos answers that at the end of the meal, you need three, because everybody's going to leave. After the bench, and everybody's going to leave. So it's only called the chabur. If you have three, you need a bigger tzirik of three. But Hamoitzeh, the beginning of the meal. So if you have two people together, that's called a bracha b'chabura. The chabura offers one bracha. Chabura is two people. It's not based on shemeh koina. That I say hamoitzin, he's yotze with shemeh koina. It's a different din. The chabura offers one. That's why we mentioned. That's why there's room to be medayik in the Rambam possibly. That anir zomin is liikuva. When you bench mezumin and when you have chazar sashatz, there was a bit of a mashmois in the Rambam. That seems to be a dig from a prime soloveitchik. Because if there's too many people who learned in this style, they all say the same thing. So it must be. I think Rav Soloveitchik may have said it, B'shem Rav Chaim. And Rav Dovel has said it also, and Rav Leib Malin has it, they all say, so it must be from Rav Chaim probably. A mashmois and the Rambam possibly, that anir zomin is likuva, when you have chazor sashatz, when you bench mezumin, because it's not based on shemeh koina. It's the new vort of birchas hamoz and b'chabura, or hamoitzi, or tefila satzibur. So maybe you need audience participation. Maybe if you don't have anir zomin, then it's not called a chabur. When it's a yochid, it says kiddush, and everybody's yotze with shemeh koina, so lechat chiddush, it's amen, but the everybody say shemeh koina, even if he didn't say amen. But if it's a word that the chabur offers one birchas hamazon, or the chabur offers one tefila, so maybe if you don't have participation of the other members of the chabur, maybe it's not called tefila b'chabur, maybe it's not called birchas hamazon b'chabur. That was a suggestion. It's a different din. Yeah, so that was the Shaila. The Talmidim of Rav went to the funeral. They didn't know what's the din. So the Gemara tells this story. Yeah. Let's go eat bread over there. Even though there was no Haseba, so that's B'mokam Haseba. So then you can bench mezumah and you can have one person say the brach v'ol. Kenoch na'avshed the rav, azul talmid of Asra, he was buried in a different city. Kehadra on the way back, amin, ne'ezum v'necha lachma, nahardanik, let's eat by the banks of the river. Bosa dikrichu, after they finish eating, that is shayla, can they bench mezumah? Tosis, the bottom Tosis asks, v'im toima, amayim tino le meboyad birchas hamozim, why don't they raise the yusha by hamoitzi? Why'd they wait to raise the yusha whether they can bench mezumah? The Shuri asked the Shad, can one be moitzi the others but hamoitzi? They says, no, it's by the banks of the river. It was wet over there till they washed, until they said, die, until they're going to sit near. It wasn't shaykh that five people are going to sit down at the same time. They were lucky that there was a spot to sit down. It wasn't shaykh to say hamoitzi, one's going to say. But when they all finished eating, then the Shad was, can they bench mezumen or not? But as far as hamoitzi, one should be moitzi, the other is a moitzi. Just technically, it just wasn't going to work. What the nami, the exact same shadow that he raised. It's the same rules and regulations. That's what Tosfos says on the Mishnah, based on this Gemara. We see from the Gemara that the Mishnah applies to mezumen just like it applies to bracha rishonah. Because of that Yerushalmi, that with respect to eating food, we don't allow shemeh koneh, Not by the bracha shalafana, not by the bracha shalafana. So that was the shayla that the basa the karche after they finished eating the bread yasvu kam boiler the tamidim had a shayla is it has sebu dafke tanan avol yashvu lo and it wasn't has sebu here odel mekayim the yam and esav and echel duch rifta let's eat bread beduch the palnisa maybe that's the equivalent ki has sebu dami lavi biadai who didn't know what the din is so one kamra barabarava turned his beggar around and ripped kriya again laharis sebu lachshuv kiyam amisa Rashi says. He ripped Kriya again and said, look what happened. Noch napshe, the rabbi, had passed away. Bichas mezayna lagam. He didn't know the ABCs of Allah. Adasa, who saw, but one of the Talmidim from Rav came and he said, it's tirv tin the Mishnah and the Brice. And he said, that's the Teretz. Teretz says, v'shani lohu, the Teretz says, if you say, nezim enechem, beduch the plan, that's the equivalent of Haseb. Okay. Then you have the machlekes, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. That pas and yang are the two things that you eat bekvias. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. What's the good news for tomorrow? What's the good news for today? Nothing yet? We're still safe? Okay. If it's tomorrow's Thursday, it's supposed to be a big shiur in the Beis Medrash. We should all try to attend. Kavod HaTorah, Rabbi Yitzchak Hanan's yard site. For years and years, they always had a shiur on Chof Aleph Adar. So we're going back to Shonim Kadmanias. This is the way it always used to be. So we should try, what do we make up? 9:15. Weather permits, we'll try to have a shiur at 9:15 on the Parsha. And then we'll all try to go downstairs. Well, good.
Really pass just not there yet. Why would you say that over here? This is